It's in His name that we are gathered together today. Father, we've come to open Your Word and to try to understand some more of what You have revealed to us in Your Word. Now, Lord, we trust that by Your Holy Spirit You will teach us. You have given to us the Spirit of Truth. So, Lord, we pray You would open our understanding today. Reveal some things, some beauties of Your Son, the Lord Jesus.
启示我们关乎基督的事，关乎基督更多的荣美。
So we're dependent upon You today as we wait upon You to teach us and guide us through Your Scriptures.
我们今天等待您，求您来带领我们，教导我们。
And we give You thanks, O God our Father, for the great salvation.
父啊，我们也为这伟大的救恩献上感恩。
And all Your grace and the blessings You've given to us through Jesus Christ.
您所有一切的祝福借着耶稣基督赐给我们的。
And we give You thanks in Jesus' name.
这一切的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
That name above every name.
这样的名高乎万名之上。
Amen. So let's begin our reading. This morning we'll just go back over what we looked at last week just in our reading, and then we'll continue commenting further along. So let's read from verse 21, and we'll read down to verse 39. From 21 to 39, if we could read around, please.
那我们从七章的二十一节读到三十九节。耶稣说，我约翰福音啊，约翰福音七章二十一节到三十九节。耶稣说，我做了一件事，你们都以为稀奇。
摩西传割礼给你们，其实不是从摩西起的，乃是从祖先起的，因此你们也在安息日给人行割礼。
人若在安息日受割礼，免得违背摩西的律法。我在安息日叫一个人全然好了，你们就向我生气吗？
不可按外貌决定是非，总要按公平断定是非。
耶路撒冷人中有的说，这不是你们想要杀的人吗？
你看他还明明的讲道，他们也不向他说什么。难道官长真知道这是基督吗？
然而我们知道这个人从哪里来，只是基督来的时候没有人知道他从哪里来。
那时耶稣在殿里教训人，大声说，你们也知道我，也知道我从哪里来。我来并不是由于自己，但那差我来的是真的，你们不认识他，
我却认识他，因为我是从他来的，他也是差了我来。
他们就想要捉拿耶稣，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没有到。
但众人中间有好些信他的，说基督来的时候，他所行的神迹岂能比这人所行的更多吗？
法利赛人听见众人为耶稣这样纷纷议论，祭司长和法利赛人就打发差役去捉拿他。
于是耶稣说，我还有不多的时候和你们同在，以后就回到差我来的那里去。
你要找我却找不着，我所在的地方你们不能到。
犹太人就彼此对问说，这人要往哪里去，叫我们找不着呢？难道他要往转住希腊中的犹太人那里去教训希腊人吗？
他说，你们要找我却找不着，我所在的地方你们不能到。这话是什么意思呢？
节气的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站在高声地说，人若渴了，可 可以到我这里来喝。
信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
So this is our Lord teaching in the temple at the Feast of Tabernacles.
这是耶稣在祝棚节的时候在圣殿里的教导。
Again, to remind you about the Feast of Tabernacles, it was a time of great joy, rejoicing. It was a week-long celebration.
这是一个特别长的圣日哈，一周的庆祝。
Now maybe I'll just bring that up on the screen here, so
我们放在那个显示屏上看一下。
So, this is the Feast of Tabernacles.
这是祝棚节的三个。
It encompasses actually three feasts.
三个节气。
On the first day of the month,
这个月的头一日呢，七月的头一日。
There was the blowing of the trumpets.
它会吹号，吹角。
On the tenth day of the month, there was a day of atonement.
那第十日就是赎罪日了。
Then from the 15th to the 22nd days, a whole week, they celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后十五日整周呢就是祝棚节了。
So there were three main feasts during the year.
一年里有三个大的节气。
Passover, Pentecost,
逾越节
and Tabernacles.
五旬节和祝棚节。
But there are actually seven feasts in all.
加起来其实有七个小的节日在三组里。
Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits was all in the first month on the 14th, 15th, and 16th day.
正月的第一月，犹太历的正月呢，逾越节是三个小的节日放在一起的，逾越节、除酵节和初熟节，十四和十五、十六号三天。
And then there was a time of 7 weeks.Seven Sabbaths.
然后紧跟着七个星期，七七四十九天。
Then on the next day, after the last Sabbath, the seventh Sabbath, the next day is the first day of the week that was Pentecost.
那紧跟着最后一个安息日，七个安息日的最后一个安息日之后那一天就是五旬节了。
And then, as I said, we had the Feast of Trumpets on the tenth day.Of the seventh month, this is the seventh month, and the Feast of the Day of Atonement, and then Tabernacles. Now, just to run through the types, these seven festivals or feasts were given to the Jews to celebrate and to remember what God had done for them.
所以这七个日子是给到犹太人啊，让他们明白，神让他们纪念神曾经在埃及是怎么带领他们，出埃及的时候怎么带领他们。
They sacrificed a lamb, and in Egypt, and this celebrated the Passover, when the angel of the Lord went through the land, when he saw the blood that was put on the door, on the lintel and doorposts.The angel passed over and did not come in and kill the firstborn in that family.
所以羊血涂在门框门楣上，在埃及的出埃及那天晚上呢，灭命的天使就会越过这一家的人就得救了。
Then they were instructed to keep the feast of unleavened bread, because when they left Egypt.They didn't have time to put leaven in their bread. They just picked up the dough that they had been working on and they took it with them on their journey, and that bread was unleavened.
And, but this feast was kept for 7 days.
那一天出来的时候特别的着急，所以他们是每个人只带了无酵的这个饼啊。那从这天开始会有一个七天的一个长的节期，就从第一天就是无酵节。
So on the evening of the 14th day, the Passover was killed.
十四号啊，正月十四号呢，那个逾越节羔羊会被杀。
On the morning of the 15th day, they left Egypt.
十五号，正月十五号的早晨，他们离开了埃及。
Now they were to celebrate when they came into the land and began to reap a harvest. They were to take the first of the harvest and take a sheaf of it and wave it before the Lord in their tabernacle.
十六号呢，就是初熟节，他们会在庄稼地里拿一束新出熟的禾捆哈，然后在圣殿前面摇一下。
Now these festivals, they are types of the true and called an antitype, or the completion of what these pictures, they were pictures or types of a reality that would take place later when Jesus came.
所以上面的是实体哈，中间这行是预表，就是新约在耶稣身上实现的是什么。什么样的情形都是对应起来的。
So the Passover, where the angel passes over when he sees the blood, is a type of the death of our Passover, the Lamb of God who was killed for us.
那上面那个逾越节，犹太人的逾越节，它的预表就是真正的羔羊主耶稣基督为我们死了。
When someone believes in Jesus, the judgment is passed over. They are covered by the blood of Christ.
如果有人相信耶稣呢，这个审判就过去了，因为耶稣替他承担了死的审判。
Well, once a person is saved, they're to walk a holy life, separate from sin.
当一个人得救了以后呢，他应该就在没有罪的状态下与神同行。
Now, leaven is a type of sin.
那教呢就代表罪，所以除教节就代表。
It pictures sin which works silently and it works inwardly.
所以他讲到一个这个罪呢在人里面呢悄悄的在里面的运行啊，就是所以我们要拿掉这个罪。
A Christian is to walk a holy life.For the 7 days, that is seven, the number of perfection or the number of completion.
所以基督徒的生命就是与神同行在无罪的生活中，那七就是一个完全数啊，所以七天的除教。
Now Jesus was killed, he was sacrificed on the 14th day, the Friday.
所以他第十四天正月的十四他被杀了。
On the 15th day he was in the tomb.
然后第十五天呢，正月十五的时候耶稣在坟墓里。
On the 16th day, the morning of the 16th day, sixteenth day of the first month, he rose from the dead.
所以在初熟节呢，就是正月十六呢，耶稣从死里复活了。
Christ is the first fruits of those who have been raised from the dead.
耶稣是那一切从死里复活里面出熟的第一批出来的第一个出来。
And then there is the 7 weeks of harvest.
接着有我们的七周的收割的日子。
And on 50 days later, there was the Feast of Pentecost.
然后五十天之后呢，就会有一个五旬节了。
And the priest was instructed to take of the fruit of that harvest, the finish of the harvest, to bake 2 loaves, and then wave them before the Lord in the temple on the Feast of Pentecost.
然后祭司呢需要烤两个饼啊，用麦烤两个饼，然后在 举着两个饼呢，在这个圣殿前面摇一下。
It was in Jerusalem when the Jews were celebrating the feast of Pentecost that in an upper room there were gathered 120 disciples of the Lord Jesus, and they were told to wait for the Spirit of God to come to them in power.
然后同样的，在五旬节的那耶稣复活以后，五旬节的那一次呢，有120个人在聚集啊，他们在等候从天而来的能力，就是圣灵。
And so on that day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was given there, and the church was born.
所以在那一天呢，圣灵被降下，教会被建立。
So the Jews, they finished their feast. This is their first feast. It was Passover. They would come up to Jerusalem in the first month.Then in the third month they come up, celebrate Pentecost, and then there was a time of ingathering, what is called ingathering, the fourth, fifth, and sixth months.
那耶稣死了，复活了，然后圣灵降下来了，然后四五六三个月呢，就是五旬节之后到下半年节期之间这三个月呢，是收割的日子啊。
There the fruit of the fields would be reaped.
就是各种产物农作物都要被收上来。
The grapes and the olives and the figs.
比如说无花果啊，葡萄啊，橄榄啊。
And there was those five times there was no feast in those three months.
在这三个月里面是没有节期的。
And that pictures now for us a time when.God is gathering out by the Holy Spirit. He's gathering the church from all the nations.
这是在讲现在了。现在就是一个神收割庄稼的时候，就是在恩典的时期，借着圣灵把一切信的都拯救了。
And when the church is all complete, when all the harvest has been gathered, then.God's purpose in the church is finished.
所以教会就是这个收割的载体了。所以当教会任务完成了，当神的收割在地上都结束的时候呢，最后的日子就来了。
And they're removed to heaven.
然后教会就会在这之前被提。
That's God's storehouse.
就是被提呢，就是提到神的天堂，就是他的仓库里去了。
Then in answer to all theprophecies of the Old Testament, God is going to begin to deal with the nation of Israel again.
所以在响应犹太人的下半年节期的这个预表呢，神就要开始后面的这个工作了。
And it's going to be the Feast of Trumpets. He's going to blow the trumpets, and there's going to be a gathering.Of the children of Israel back to their land.
在那个时候呢，当吹角的时候，犹太人就要开始聚集。
And we see all in Ezekiel's prophecy a valley of bones.
因为我们知道，在以西结书的这个预表里、预言里呢，那个枯骨啊，在满骨的这个枯骨都会开始要动起来。
So we see the Jews now, even today.
今天的犹太人呢？
In fulfillment of this prophecy,
他们正在过这，对，他们正在聚集，犹太人正在聚集。
They're being gathered together in Israel, but they're in unbelief.
所以很多犹太人开始回到耶路撒冷，但他们不信。
There's no spirit in them.
在他里面没有神的灵。
But they're coming from every country around the world where they have been scattered for 2,000 years.
他们却从世界各地散居的地方慢慢回来。
And then.Once they're in their land, the church has gone. We read about the great tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble.
所以，当他们回来的时候，教会被提了以后，我们就会进到一个大灾难的时期。
And God is going to judge the world, and He's going to test His people Israel.
那神要审判世界，他要试炼他的犹太人的子民。
And then.At the end of the great tribulation of 7 years, the Lord Jesus is going to come himself.
那在七年的末尾， 但在那七年末尾呢，耶稣自己还要回来。
He's coming from heaven with all the saints that have been gathered there into heaven, and they're coming with him.
那他是从天而来啊，那所有的圣徒要围着他一起来。
And when the Jews, when they see Jesus, they're going to recognize him as their Messiah that they had killed.
当犹太人看见耶稣的时候，他们就会认出这就是他们曾经杀过的弥赛亚。
And they're going to repent, and they're going to mourn, and they're going to receive their King. And that's the Day of Atonement.
所以他们会哀伤，会悔罪啊，因为他们看见了他们的王，这就是赎罪日了。
And that's when they'll recognize that God has sent His Son to die for them, and that atonement is going to cleanse Israel.
因为神已经差了他的圣子来洁净全地。这个赎罪日这一天呢，犹太人全家都会悔改的，就是最后末世的时候。
And the Lord Jesus then is going to set up His kingdom, His millennial kingdom, that will last for 1,000 years.
所以接着耶稣会建立着千禧年的统治。
Now these Jews.On the Feast of Tabernacles, during that 7 days, it's a time of rejoicing because it looks backwards and it looks forwards.
所以犹太人在这段时间呢，他们做过的就是，七天的祝棚节。那这祝棚节里，他们是很大的喜乐。他们既回顾历史呢，也展望未来。
It looked backwards because it looked back to the time when they were redeemed as slaves from Egypt.
他们往回看呢，是看他们从埃及被救出来的那段历史。
And it looks backward how he brought them through the wilderness, where they slept in tents.
他们也回望他们如何在旷野里住帐篷的日子。
And when they came into the land, they were to build little tents to remind them of how God had.Delivered them and taken them out from slavery.
所以当他们来到新的应许之地的时候，他们要做一个小帐篷，来纪念神当时是怎么带领他们从为奴状态下走出来的。
So it looked backwards to their release from slavery, but it looked forward to the time when they would have complete deliverance from all slavery.
所以他们既回望。当年的神的在旷野的带领，也展望未来，神在新的千禧年里要完成全部的救赎。
So, the Lord Jesus, it's during this feast time, these 7 or 8 days, where He is teaching in the tabernacle or in the temple.
所以耶稣就是在这七天里在圣殿里讲道的。
And so it was a time when all the nation of Israel would gather up to Jerusalem to celebrate this great feast.
那这是所有的犹太人要聚集起来，要庆祝这巨大的节日。
The harvest had all been gathered in.
所有的收割都做完了。
They could rest now from their labors.
他们可以在他们所做的工上开始休息了。
And they could thank God for all His goodness to them.
他们也可以为神一切的良善来献上感恩。
So that's the scene when the Lord Jesus comes.
这就是代表耶稣要来的形象。
And so in the temple, he teaches every day. He's teaching there in the temple.
所以每一天呢，耶稣就在圣殿教导。
They don't realize, of course, that he was the Lamb that was slain.
他们从来没有意识到，在当时那个祝棚节的时候，犹太人没有意识到耶稣就是那个要被杀的羔羊。
They think that if they just keep the Passover and Pentecost and Tabernacles, that they're doing all their duty. They don't need to do any more.
犹太人只是觉得呢，他们只要不停的过这七个节期，守这些节期呢，他们就不需要再做更多的了。
But the very God that had given them all their blessings was now standing among them.
那一个给到他们所有这些节期的神，却正好那时站在他们中间。
And they don't recognize him.
但他们却认不出来。
They say he's got a demon.
他们却说他是鬼附的。
So what we'll do is we'll continue on.
That's another one there, a different one. There's a modern, I don't know if you can see that, in Israel and around the world, these are the little tabernacles or tents that the Jews, they set up during that week of the feast. And you notice that they have a feast, they have food and drink, they have music, and they have it's a time of rejoicing all over the world for the Jew.
所有的地上的犹太人在那一天都会搭一个这样的帐篷， 那他们桌上有美食，会有喜乐的音乐啊， 它是一个喜乐的时间。
But instead of giving thanks to the Lord for all his goodness, they want to kill him.
但是相反， 他们不给感恩给到耶稣呢， 他们却想杀了他。
Big picture again. Where is it?
The last one.
Last one. Yeah. It's a big one. There it is. There he is teaching in the temple.
就是耶稣在圣殿讲道了。
So he says to them in verse 20, they say to him, you're demon possessed. Who is trying to kill you?
20节, 众人回答说, 你是被鬼附着的, 谁想要杀你呢?
And then he goes back to the time where he healed the man at the pool of Siloam. Bethesda.
Yeah. Yeah. 就是他们是在回到一件事，就是在毕士大池子边上，他治好了一个人啊。
And they had heard that he had healed on the Sabbath.
因为他们知道他在安息日医治人。
And therefore he's a lawbreaker. He broke the law.
所以他是犯安息日，犯律法的。他们认为。
So he must be controlled by Satan.
他们觉得他是被撒旦附着的。
So they say that he's demon possessed. Yet here, he was the Son of God. He was healing that man that was almost paralyzed. He was healing him, making him better on the Sabbath.
所以他们在安息日医好的那个人呢，是瘫了38年的，但是耶稣全然把他医好了。
And he says here in verse 24 now. He says, stop judging by mere appearances and make right judgment.
24节, 不可按外貌断定是非, 总要按公平断定是非。
See, to them, because he had done some work on the Sabbath, he must be a lawbreaker.
所以他们认为呢, 他在安息日做了一点事, 做了一些工呢, 就一定是犯律法的。
And controlled by Satan.
就一定是被鬼附的。
But now he exposes their hypocrisy.
接着呢, 他们就显明了他的自己的这个假冒伪善了。
He was making a man completely well on the Sabbath. He made the man completely well.
他使一个人在安息日全然好了。They
had the law of necessity whereby they would circumcise a child on the eighth day if that eighth day fell on a Sabbath.
但他们却犹太人的却有个规矩，在第八天行割礼呢，给孩子如果碰到安息日呢，也是要做的。And
they called that the law of necessity. They had to do that. They had to so that the child was circumcised on the eighth day, so the law of Moses couldn't be broken.
这就叫做什么样的原则呢？就必须原则，在第八天呢。 因为必须要行割礼, 所以他们就说这个是可以的。
And they felt that they were justified then in condemning him for his actions.
所以他们认为呢,
他们找到了定耶稣罪的角度了。
They were judging by appearances, weren't they?
但他们这种定罪是按外貌来定的。
But he says, why aren't you judging by right judgments?
所以耶稣问他们呢，为什么不按正确的、公平的断定？
I've made a man completely well on the Sabbath day.
他说我在安息日叫一个人全然好。
Shouldn't that be more important than taking a bit of flesh off?
他说这难道不比你休息一下要更加有意义吗？
And even causing pain to this child, little baby?
比割掉身体的一部分更重要，因为他们的安息日行割礼是可以的。
And so they don't answer him back, do they?
所以他们就没有回答他，因为他们不知道。
But they say, he says there in verse 25, at that point some of the people of Jerusalem, they began to ask, isn't this the man they're trying to kill?
所以二十五节说，耶路撒冷中有人说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？
Now the people of Jerusalem, they were residents of Jerusalem, and they knew about the plot to kill the Lord Jesus.
所以这些耶路撒冷的人，他们是耶路撒冷当地住民哈，居住民，所以他们是知道，耶稣是那个犹太人想要杀他。
Previously, it was the crowd in verse 20. They weren't the crowd where they were visitors to Jerusalem. They didn't know about the plot to kill Jesus.
二十节讲的众人呢，是从外面来的，来过节的，所以他们不知道这个密谋。
But the natives of Jerusalem, they knew about the plot.
但耶路撒冷本地人他们是知道的。
And they, so they're asking the question there. They were a little bit confused about things.
所以他们真的是有一些的糊涂啊。
Here he is preaching away in the temple and nobody is stopping him.
他说这个人在圣殿讲道，难道没人拦住他吗？
So, and he says here in verse 26, here he is.He's speaking publicly and not saying a word to him.
你看他还明明的讲道，他们不也向他说什么？
And so they're wondering if maybe the authorities have finally realized that maybe he is the Messiah.
所以他们以为呢，官长真的相信这人就是基督了。
It seems like the religious leaders were giving him freedom to speak in public.
所以他们以为呢，宗教领袖想要给耶稣公开讲道的权柄。
But then they say in verse 27, verse 26, they were wondering if perhaps the Jewish leaders were now believing in the Lord Jesus. So they're confused.
所以他们以为呢，他们是相信耶稣基督了，所以他们有点糊涂。
And then, so therefore, in verse 27, he says, but we know where this man is from. When Christ comes, no one will know where he's from.
27节，然后我们知道这个人从哪里来，只是基督来的时候，没有人知道他从哪里来。
Now, there was some disagreement among the Jews about where the Messiah would come from.
那在犹太人之间呢，是有一些争议的，就是弥赛亚最终从哪里来？
Some thought that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
有的人认为呢，弥赛亚要从这个伯利恒出来。
And that's what the religious people told Herod when the wise men came and asked, "Where is the king born of Israel?"
那这是犹太的律法师呢告诉。希律王的，当那个三个东方博士来的时候，希律王问他们，他们就回答说是在伯利恒。
So Matthew chapter 2, they knew where the Messiah would be born, the king.
在马太的二章哈，所以
Matthew chapter 2, the wise men come and they ask in verse 2, they ask,Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to worship him.
马太福音二章二节，那生下来要做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
And when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, so in verse 4, he said he called together all the chief priests and teachers of the law, and he asked them where Christ was to be born.
三节，希律王听见了就心里不安，耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，耶稣当生在何处？
They said, in Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. And he quotes from the prophet Micah.
所以他们回答说呢，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，接着六节呢，就引用了旧约弥迦书的一段话。
And that makes sense because the Lord, the Messiah would be of the house of David.
那这个也正常啊，就是弥赛亚要生在大卫之家哈。
And Bethlehem was the birthplace of David, wasn't it?
伯利恒就是大卫出生的地方。
But there were others that believed that when the Messiah came, they would have no idea where he was born.
但还有一种观点呢，就是弥赛亚来的时候，没人知道他从哪里来。
You know, people hold different opinions on things, don't they?
人们常常在一些事情上会有分歧，对不对？
The Word of God says one thing, but people have their own ideas.
圣灵神的话是说一个方向，但人们有不同的理解。
So these people from Jerusalem that are quoted here in the Bible, they said, "We know where this man's from." In other words, we know that he's from Nazareth.
所以在二十七节，我们回到七章啊，这里他说我们知道这个人从哪里来，就说呢，这个人其实从拿撒勒来，大家是知道的。
We know his mother Mary.
比如说他们知道他的母亲是玛利亚。
But he says when Christ comes, no one will know where he's from.
那这里但是基督来的时候，没有人知道他从哪里。
They didn't know that the Messiah would be. No one would know. He would be a mysterious figure that would suddenly appear upon the scene.
所以他们的认为基督这个时候要再来，他们来的时候的这个形象呢是突然之间不知道从什么地方出来的，这是他们认为基督要来的这么一个形式。
And there is a sense in which they are right.
那某种程度呢也对。
And the Lord Jesus says that in verse 28.
二十八节耶稣说。
Then Jesus, still teaching in the temple courts, he cried out, "Yes, you know me, and you know where I'm from."
那时耶稣在殿里教训人，大声说，你们也知道我，也知道我从哪里来。
He's saying there, "Yes, you know I'm from Nazareth in Galilee."
他的意思是说，你们知道我是从加利利的拿撒勒来。
But then he goes on to make a claim here. That goes beyond what they were thinking.
然后这里呢，他就又做了一个宣称哈，就超出了所有这些人的想法。
He says here, "Yes, you know me and you know where I'm from," but then he goes on and says, "I am not here on my own, but he who sent me is true."
我来并不是由于自己，但那差我来者的是真的。
You do not know him, but I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me.
你们不认识他，我却认识他，因为我是从他来的，他也是差了我来。
And so what they were saying was, when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he's from.
所以他们在讲的，弥赛亚来的时候，没有人知道他从哪来。
And in that statement was quite true.
所以这个说法呢，在一个角度看也是对的。
But they were talking about his earthly origin. He was talking about his heavenly origin.
但是这个背景不一样。当他们说，当犹太人说不知道耶稣从哪来的时候，是在讲他地上的肉身，不知道从哪个地方生。然后耶稣呢说，你们这个话也对，是在说呢，他里面的灵是从父那差来的，所以犹太人不知道是从哪里。
The Lord says, "Yes, I was from Nazareth."
所以。耶稣说呢，我从拿撒勒来，这个是对的，你们是知道的。
But long before I was in Nazareth, I was sent forth from heaven.
但是从拿撒勒之前呢，我是从天上神那里差来的。
He says, and you don't know.
这是你们不知道的。
You don't know the one who sent me.
你们也不知道那个要差我来的。
And it's true, they didn't know the Father.
这的确是，因为他们不知道，不认识神，不知道。
Their thinking went back as far as their father Abraham.
所以他们的想法都是回到了他们的父的亚伯拉罕那去。
And as far as they were concerned, they're as proud Jews. That's all they needed.
所以他们就是能想到的就是那骄傲的犹太人。
And so he says, "But I know him. I know the Father."
他说我知道，我知道我的父。
Verse 29.
二十九节，我却认识他，因为我是从他来的。
He says, "Because I am from him, and he sent me."
我是从他来的，他也是差了我来的。
They understood what he was saying.
他们知道他所说的。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
By their reaction.
从他们的回应就知道了。
They understood. It's a little hard for us to understand now these words, but the way I've explained it, I think it's plain.
那我们现在有点难理解，但是我刚才解释的方式就比较直白了。
They were thinking in terms of earthly origin. Like, whose son was he? Where did he grow up? Where did he get his teaching from? These are the things that they were concerned about.
这是犹太人他们讲谈话的这个背景，就是那他是从哪个地方出生的，谁的孩子，在哪长大的。
He said, "I came from heaven."
但是耶稣的回答是灵里的，他说
"My teaching is from the one who sent me."
我天上来的，我的教导是从那个差我来者的。
And says, "You don't know him."
你们不认识他。
They understood what he was saying.
他们知道耶稣讲的话什么意思。
He was attacking their religion.
那耶稣是在攻击他们的宗教了。
And that for that, they tried to seize him. They tried to apprehend him, to take him.
所以从此他们就想要捉拿耶稣。
But no one laid a hand on him.
但是没有人下手。
There's a little miracle here that happened in the temple, wasn't it?
对，这里在圣殿有个小神迹，对不对？
What prevented them from taking him?
是什么阻止他们捉拿耶稣呢？
His time was not yet ready.
因为他的时候没有到。
Because his time had not yet come. They were completely incapable of breaking that barrier that God's timetable that he had set.
所以神设定了时间表呢，人是没有能力去破的。
It must have been frustrating for them.
对他们还是挺沮丧的哈。
That they tried to grab him.
所以他们是想要抓耶稣的。
These were the people from Jerusalem.
是耶路撒冷这些人是想要抓耶稣的。
But his time had not yet come.
他的时候没有到。
You see, he wouldn't die during the Feast of Tabernacles.
因为他不会在祝棚节死。
5 months later,
五个月以后，在
when the Passover came,
逾越节来的时候，
God's timetable would be fulfilled.
神的时间就要满足了。
And there, he would say that the hour has come.
所以在那里他会说，时候到了。
The hour has come. That the Son of Man must be lifted up.
人子要被举起来。
God's timetable will be fulfilled to the very moment.
神的时间表是要在那一刻。
But up to then, there is no way that they could grab him.
那在那之前，没有人能够抓他。
The Scripture passes over that miracle very quickly, doesn't it?
圣经在这里跳过这个神迹很快。
They tried, but they couldn't.
他们试了，没成功。
It shows you that God is in control of everything.
告诉你神在一切事上掌权。
We could take this miracle into our lives today.
我们可以把这样的神迹带到我们的生命中。
God has a plan for us.
神对我们有旨意。
He's got a plan for everything in our lives.
他在我们的一生中都有旨意。
If we submit ourselves to Him, His plan will be worked out, and His timing will be perfect.
我们把自己交给他，他的计划会成全，他的时间会成全。
You know, too often we're like those people. We want to seize we see that what we want to do and we want to do we try to do it on our own.
那我们要做呢，就是用我们的方式来做啊。
But God has a plan and His timing is perfect.
但是神有他的计划，他的时间是完美。
And like the Lord Jesus said, His time had not yet come. And so often in our lives, we need to just let God work and not try to go ahead of the Lord and act in our own will.
所以我们要做的就是等候神去做，不是用我们的方式就超过神的时间表。
And so there, the Lord Jesus, he was claiming that he was the Messiah.
所以主耶稣呢，就在这里，他就宣称他是弥赛亚。
Because he says that I am from him, referring to the Father, and he sent me, the sent one, the Messiah.
所以他在这里讲的，他就是那个被差来的弥赛亚。
So, the Lord Jesus is not subject to the power of man.
所以人，耶稣是不是放在人的能力之下的？
Or to the forces of the evil one.
或者在恶者的权力之下的。
When it came time for him to go up to Jerusalem to be killed, he went of his own free will.
所以在时候到了，他要去耶路撒冷受难的时候，他是按照他自由意志，他自己愿意去的。
Now as he spoke, there were many in the crowd.Many in the crowd, these were the visitors. Remember we had four different groups of people? We had his brothers, they went up to the feast. Then we had the Jews, they were the ones who wanted to kill him, the plotters, the leaders. Then we had the crowd, they were all the people from gathered in the countries round about. And then we had the people of Jerusalem who wereThey were natives of Jerusalem itself. So four different groups.
所以这里有四群人啊，三十一节讲众人，有四群的人啊。第一群就是他的弟弟，第二群呢是法利赛人那些官长啊，第三群是四处来的香客啊，最后一群是耶路撒冷当地的人。
So the people of Jerusalem they wanted to seize him, but they couldn't.
所以耶路撒冷当地的人想抓他呢，也抓不到。
But there were many others there, visitors come up for the feast. They put their faith in him.
众人就是其他地方来的一些人呢，就会信他。
They believed. They said there in verse. They said in verse 31. Still, many in the crowd put their faith in him.
所以基督来的时候。
They said,
三十一节，但众人中间有好些信他的。
So when the Christ comes, will he do more miraculous signs than this?
基督来的时候，他所行的神迹，岂能比这人行的更多吗？
What more could he do to prove who he was?
所以他还需要做什么更多来证明他是谁呢？
These visitors maybe from country people. They weren't infected by the religiosity of the Jews so much.
所以这些人可能是从其他地方或者说乡村来的，没有受到犹太的这个耶路撒冷这个宗教的影响。
Often simpler people find it easier to understand real reasoning.
所以头脑稍微简单一点的会更容易理解耶稣的道，没有什么障碍。
But what kind of faith was that?
那是这是一个什么样的信心呢？
If it's just faith in the miracles themselves, remember that there were many that believed in him when they ate the bread, and then when he told them that they had to receive him, they had to eat him, drink his blood, then they didn't understand and they went back.They left him.
那如果是五饼二鱼的呢？那他们还是不明白啊，那他们就走了，就会离开了。
So the people we don't know the depth of their faith.
所以我们不知道他们的信心是有一个什么样的程度。有的人跟随他不是因为
But I like to think that there were some that really put their faith in the Lord Jesus there in the halls of the temple, and that's how.
我相信呢，即使这样呢，在当中一定有真信他的。
But now that it would seem that the Pharisees, they heard about this.
紧跟着的法利赛人就听见这样的事哈。
They heard that some people were saying, "Well, what he must be the Messiah. What more could he do?"
就大家议论，那他一定是弥赛亚，那他还能做什么呢？更多的神迹呢？法利赛人都听见了。
So in verse 32, the Pharisees they heard the crowd they whispering such things about him, and so they got the chief, the chief priests and the Pharisees, they sent temple guards to arrest him.
所以法利赛人呢就差这个差役啊去捉拿耶稣。
So the temple guards, they were not Roman soldiers.
这个差役呢是圣殿的差役，他们不是犹太的兵丁，而不是那个罗马兵丁。
This would be like the religious militia.
就像这个宗教的护教的兵丁一样。
The religious police or temple police.
宗教警察吧，你可以把它理解。
They had to have those police to take care of any disturbances in the temple itself.
因为他们需要这样的宗教维护秩序的呢，来保证这个圣殿的秩序。
Because the Romans they wouldn't allow the Roman soldiers to come into their temple.
因为他们不能允许罗马的兵丁进到圣殿里来。
If a Gentile came into the temple part itself, the Jews would all riot and there would be a great disturbance.
如果一个外邦人进到圣殿里呢，犹太人就会有大的骚动了。
So the Romans.In order to keep control, they allowed them to have their own temple police.
所以罗马人为了控制好这个局面呢，是允许犹太人有自己的宗教警察的。
Now there's maybe a little bit of history here before a break. I'll just draw something on the board here.
那我们讲一点历史啊，在我们中间休息之前。
This was the temple courtyard, and in the temple courtyard there was.
这是圣殿的大厅。
The temple itself.
里面呢有。
The holy place, the most holy, and then there was the altar, the laver, the altar, and so on, the altar of burnt offering, and.
然后这个是一个祭坛。祭坛旁边就是圣殿，里面是至圣所哈，圣所和至圣所外面是一个大的圣殿的围墙。
So, no Gentiles were allowed in the temple area.
所以大的外面的圣殿围墙里面的区域呢，外邦人是不能进的。
But the Romans wanted to keep track of these rebels.
那罗马人想要跟踪这些反叛的人。
So what they did was they built a fortress right on the corner.
那他们做的呢，就是他们要在这个四个角上呢做四个城堡。
It was a high fortress. They could look down into the courtyard.
就像碉楼一样啊，特别高。那他呢，站在上面，他就能看到所有的这个圣殿里的情形了。
And during the feast.The Roman soldiers would come up from Caesarea, and they would reinforce the fortress with many Roman soldiers to keep the peace.
所以在节期大的节期的时候呢，罗马兵丁会从他们的驻防城，他们不是驻防在耶路撒冷，他们在旁边的一个叫凯撒利亚的驻防城，会移防到这个耶路撒冷，然后会加强。圣殿的保卫。
That was called the Antonia Fortress.
这个叫做呢安东尼亚城堡啊。
The Jews hated that.
犹太人很讨厌这东西。
And even today, when you mention when you see the model of the
a Jewish model of the temple, they never include this fortress in it.
如果今天呢，你看犹太人讲到他们圣殿的模型的时候呢，他们从来不把这个城堡四个角上的城堡画进去。
So the Romans kept an eye on what was going on, but they allowed the Jews to have their own temple guards.
所以罗马人呢，他完全监控了整个场景，但是他们允许犹太人有自己的宗教圣殿的保安吧，就是。
So they sent temple guards to arrest them.
所以他们差这个圣殿的差役啊去捉拿他。
Verse 32. Verse 33, he says to them, "I am with you for only a short time, and then I go to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come."
33节，于是耶稣说，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，以后就要回到我差我来的那里去，你们要找我却找不着我。
Those guards, they probably were there when he said that.
就是那些差役啊，应该在那里，当耶稣这么说的时候。
He said, "I'm only there for a little while."
他说了，我在这里时间很短的。
Now I think what we'll do is unless Gene has something.
Yeah, maybe I can say.
Sure, and then we'll just take a break after that, because we'll pick that up. I think we're going into another section, so I think what we'll do is we'll pick it up after our break.
那休息之后再继续讲。
You see, if the Jews had their way, they wanted to kill him. If they had their way, the Jewish people always stoned them to death. Okay, so they would have stoned Jesus to death because of blasphemy.
所以他们要会要把耶稣打死哈，因为耶稣是亵渎神。
But in the Old Testament,
用石头打死。
In Psalms and all that, it told forecasted how Jesus was to die on the cross.
但是呢，旧约却有这个预言，耶稣要死在十字架上。
So the Jewish people had no control of that. That's why the Lord Jesus was totally in control all the time.
所以这就为什么其实一切都是神在掌控啊！如果这个时候耶稣就死了呢，一定是被石头打死的，而不是死在十字架上。
And you know something? I was thinking about this thing that you know, the Jew they keep the law of Moses, and the child that was supposed to be weaned and circumcised, and if it laid on, you know, on that day of the Sabbath, that what do they do? It's kind of a question mark. What do you do? It's on the Sabbath, and the law says you're not supposed to break the Sabbath. What do you do? Do you put it forward one or one day behind that? It's kind of a question mark, you know, of what to do. Should we break the law, Moses' law, or should we make an exception?
就是比方说呢，在是保安西日行割礼的时候，他们会有一个很大的问候，我们该怎么办呢？提前一天，放后一天，还是就这一天？我们该选择哪一个方式？
So to understand the heart of God, then you can have an answer to something like that. The Lord Jesus said the Sabbath was made for man, and the man wasn't made for the Sabbath.
所以当你心里有神的爱了以后，就你以神的心来想呢，你就会明白该怎么做决定。因为神说人是安息日的主啊，人是安息日为人设的，人不是为安息日设的。
See, when you don't understand the heart of God, then you go off on a wrong track, and it's more of like a religious way. But if you understand the heart of God and what He really means behind that, then you know what the next step is, what to do.
就如果你不知道神的心呢，你就会进到宗教的方式里去。如果你知道神的心呢，你就知道下一步该怎么做。
My wife and I have been married for a long time, and she can almost know what I'm thinking, and I can almost know what she's thinking because I know her very well, and she knows me very well.
那我和我太太呢，结婚很长时间啊，我们几乎都能彼此知道对方的思想。她能知道我在想什么，我也知道她在想什么。
But these people did not know their God.
但是这些人却不知道他们的神在想什么。
And that's why they were going about to try to kill him.
这就是他们为什么想要杀耶稣
了。You know, one of the commandments is thou shalt not kill. And they're breaking a serious commandment like that. They want to kill him.
他们看见的只是就实际说呢不要杀人啊，但他们却要杀耶稣。
Over performing a miracle to do some good to someone on that day, Sabbath day. It's breaking the Sabbath. By doing something good to help somebody out, they want to kill him for that.
对，在安息日行一些神迹，要医好一些病人啊，他们就因为这个要杀耶稣。
So that's why it's really important to know this guy. You remember Abraham when God told him to take his son, his only son whom he loved, up to the mountain to sacrifice him. He went in faith. Okay, he did not question, he didn't argue with God, he didn't say, I'm not going to do it, your book says, your law says, do not murder, do not kill. Why should I listen to you? But in faith, he took his son up to the mountain because he believed that God was a just God and God was a God that would not allow murder.
所以当亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，他并没有跟神说啊，这不能杀人啊，不能，他不是在这个情绪里去看的，他只是带着信心，因为他相信神的心意是美善的，神不会真的杀了以撒。
And God was faithful to him; he spared his son, whom he loved.
神是信实的，他没有 他没有要以撒。
And he provided another sacrifice on behalf of his son.
他却提供了另外一个祭物来代替以撒。
So it's really important when we look into the Word of God, don't just look at it at a superficial kind of a thing. Look at the kind of the nature that God has. Look, try to understand His heart.
所以当我们看神的时候，不要看表面，不要看这个外在的东西，要看他里面，要理解他的心是什么样的心。
All these things are written that we might understand the heart of God.
所以这一些
know Him.
这些的话写下来都是让我们去了解他是一个什么样的神，去理解他。
And to know his ways.
那就明白他的路是什么样的。
And what to expect from him.
然后你就能明白你下一次你会从他那期待什么样的做法。好，我们来做一个结束的祷告。你在天上的父，谢谢您，因为您是蛮有恩典和怜悯的神。我们盼望我们在圣经里真的借着这话语呢明白您的心意，也了解您，知道您向我们所行的意念所怀的意念都是美善的，因为您的道路高过我们的道路，您的意念高过我们的意念。父啊，求您这样的带领我们，坚固我们的信心，让我们愿意凡事交托，坚定的信靠您。求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食，这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们。
God and Father, we pray today that as we look at your word again, we pray, Lord, that you would just open heaven and we might understand those things that you have for us.
主啊，我们要再一次来到您面前，求您带领我们，求您开我们的心，打开天堂门，让我们能看见您的真理，更深的明白。
Make clear our thinking, Lord.
让我们的思想能够清晰。
Lord, may we...By your Holy Spirit, that you might teach and direct us today.
愿您的圣灵今天就直接的教导我们。
I just ask this in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. So we finished off the temple guards come to arrest Jesus.
那我们今天刚才停在了圣殿的差役呢要去捉拿耶稣。
Now I. Those guards, they made one mistake.
那些的差役呢，他们犯了一个错误。
Guess what they did?
他们做了什么呢？
They stopped and they listened to what he had to say.
他们做错的事就是他们没去抓，却站下来听了。
That was their mistake.
这是他们的错误。
Because we read over in verse 45.When the temple guards went back to the chief priests and Pharisees who asked them, why didn't you bring him in?
像四十五节四十六节当他们回去交差的时候那些人问你们怎么没有把他们带来呢
and they said no one ever spoke the way this man does
然后他说呢从来没有人像他这样说话
so that was their mistake I wouldn't call it a mistake I think it's rather good yes they listened no one that is a wonderful testimony
那这是一个非常好的见证
to the gracious words that came out of the Savior's mouth
是那恩典的话语从救主的口里说出来
they came for a purpose to arrest him but they themselves were arrested by what he said
他们是来抓耶稣的但他们却被耶稣口里的话抓住了
So the Lord Jesus, this is what he said to when they came.
所以他们来,
Verse
33. 对, 他们,
this is what he said when they came to arrest him.
对, 就他们来抓他的时候, 耶稣说的话,
I am with you for only a short time.
我还有不多的时候和你们同在, 33节。
And then I go to the one who sent me.
以后就回到差我来的那里去。
The Lord's his crucifixion would come in about 5 months.
耶稣的受难啊，大概有五个月就到了。
And what he was saying there was that until that time came, no one would be able to lay a hand upon him.
他讲的意思呢，在那一刻到来之前呢，没有人能够真正抓他们。
And then he says, "I go, not I am taken." But I go in his, in his, by voluntarily by his own will.
所以他讲的意思是，他在他完全的自由意志，耶稣在他的自由意志里自己愿意去的，而不是谁能够来抓他的。
Says I go to the one who sent me.
就是他要去那差他来者的地方。
And you look for me, he said.
他说你们要来找我呢。
And they, but you will not find me.
却找不到。
The Jews did look for him.
犹太人真的是在找他了。
They never found him, though, did they? After he was crucified and rose from the dead, they never found him.
但是在他耶稣从受难死里复活之后，犹太人就再也找不到他了。
And he says, "Where I am, you cannot come."
因为我在去要去的地方呢，你们不能到。
Now notice what he says. He says, "Where I am, you cannot come."
注意，他这里说的是我所在的地方，你们不能到。
He doesn't say where I will be, you cannot come.
他没有说我要将要在的地方，你们不能来。
That sounds strange, doesn't it?
这个听起来有点奇怪，对不对
？Where I am.
他说我在哪里
？Where was he?
他在那时候在哪里呢
？At that moment, he was standing in the temple teaching.
在那一刻，他不是站在圣殿讲道吗
？But he was also in heaven with his father.
但他同样也在天上与他的父同在。
Now turn back to John chapter 3.
我们翻到约翰福音的三章。
Where he says to Nicodemus something very similar.
他跟尼哥底母讲了很类似的话。
Verse
13.
No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Now, I want you to read your Chinese for the rest of that verse.
14, right?
13. What does Chinese say? Verse 13.
除了从天降下人就在天的人子没有人生过天 The son of man
What is this? Is this you?
That's the, yeah, that's the King James
King James? Let me have a look Sorry I... Yes verse 13, let me read it in the New King James.
用英王钦定本读一下。
And you can follow in your Chinese. No one has ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Now the New International, they leave that last phrase out for some reason that I don't know.
所以 NIV 的版本呢，它最后一个意思没表达出来哈，就是从天降下仍旧在天这个意思，在 NIV 里它没有写出来。
But your Chinese has that phrase there.
Yeah. Chinese has that phrase.
Now, the reason I brought that is because the Lord Jesus is saying the same thing in John chapter 7.
因为所以我为什么要把这一节讲出来呢？是耶稣在第七章也讲了同样的内容，就是。从天降下仍旧在天，仍旧在天这个概念是依然
是有的。He says the Son of Man came down from heaven, but he's still in heaven.
所以他讲的意思就是，他人子是从天上来的，但是他即使这样的，他还在天上。
As God manifest in the flesh, he was still in the Godhead.
所以他道成肉身来没有问题，但他同时也还在天上。
Though his body was limited in time and space, his spirit was in heaven.
即使他的身体，他的肉身是在时空里的限制的，他的灵是在天上的。
So he says the same thing here.
在这里他讲了同样的意思。
In John chapter 7.
约翰福音的七章。
He says.I go to him who sent me. That's the Father in heaven, right? Then in verse 34, he says, you look for me, but where, you won't find me, but where I am, that is in heaven, with my Father, you cannot come.
34节，你们要找我却找不着，我所在的地方你们却不能到。
So now the Jews, they say, well, they're a little bit, they're really confused. These Jews, these are the leaders now, remember?
35节犹太人呢就是那些宗教领袖了，他们是真的这时候糊涂了。
They're having a conference together.
这时候他们一起来讨论了。
Where does this man intend to go that we cannot find him?
这人要往哪里去呢？我们找不着呢。
You see, their thinking is all on the earth, earthly.
你会看见他们的思想啊，都是地上的那个思想。
They can't think of heavenly things.
他们也想不到天上的事情。
He says, where does he intend to go that we can't find him? Is he going to go where our people live scattered among the Greeks and teach the Greeks?
他们要往散住希腊中的犹太人那里去教训希腊人吗？
When the children of Israel were taken captive to Babylonia, and into Assyria before that, they were scattered throughout the world, and not many came back to the land after the dispersion.
所以当犹太人被掳走的时候啊，在公元前的几百年，掳去巴比伦和亚述的时候呢，他们第一次归回，不是所有人都回来了，很多人还是依然居住在当地的。
Between 500 and 700 years before.There had been two captivities, one by the Assyrians, one by the Babylonians.
就是在耶稣来之前，公元前的500到700年之间呢，犹太人是两次，先后分两次都被从居住地掳走了。
The Assyrians had carried the northern nation of Israel, and scattered them throughout their empire.
亚述先来，把北国就是以色列国。都抢走，所有的居民都抢去到他们的地方。
The Babylonians took Judea and Jerusalem and took many of those exiles to their country and scattered them all over the country.
又过了一两百年的那个巴比伦人又来了，他们把犹大国的所有居民都抢到掳到巴比伦去了，就今天伊朗这块地方。
70 years later when the Jews returned, most of the people stayed in the countries that they had beenthey've been exiled in.
所以很多年之后，就七十年之后呢，当他们犹太人归回的时候，还是有很多的犹太人依然住在他们当年被掳的所在的外邦地。
And you remember on the day of Pentecost, there were quite a number probably 13 or 14 different languages that were spoken on the day of Pentecost. These were people that were scattered all over the world that came up for the feast.
我们都知道《使徒行传》一开始五旬节圣灵降下的时候呢，有很多的人说不同地方的方言啊，总有十三、十四种的语言。这都是生活在不同地方的犹太人上来过节，上耶路撒冷去过节。
So the Jews thought, well, maybe he's going to go out to the Jews of the dispersion all over the Roman Empire.
所以犹太人在这里呢，就是耶路撒冷犹太人认为耶稣是不是要跑去，住在希腊人中的犹太人那里去讲道去。
And so that's what he says there. Is he going to go teach the Greeks? What did he mean when he said, "You'll look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come"?
他说你们要找我却找不着，这什么意思呢？却不能到，这是什么意思呢？我所在的地方。
They understood his words. They heard his words, but they didn't understand them. Rather.
所以他们听到了耶稣的话，就不明白他所说的什么意思。
And now we come to the climax.
最后呢，就到了这个最大的日子，那个高潮期。
It was on the last greatest day of the feast. Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
三十七节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”
Now, this scene needs to be set. We need to set the scene here. Because,
yeah, 我们要在这里把这个场景要讲出来哈。
There was a special ceremony that, took the power off. Well, maybe if I stand over here, it'd be better.
Maybe while Eric's doing that, can I just mention one more thing that Eric was talking about, that Jesus is in heaven? He says, come. When you're somewhere, you say, come. You don't say, go. And the Lord uses the same wording when he said to Noah, come thou into the ark. God was inside the ark when he was calling Noah to come inside the ark. But in this version here, it says, go into the ark. Okay, but the King James Version says, come thou into the ark. So God is in the ark, and he's asking him to come into the ark. So Jesus is saying the same thing. You see, God can be in many different places at the same time. He's omnipresent. Okay?
所以在这里呢，他是刚才讲的那些经文，我所在的地方你们不能到啊。用英文原文呢是 come， come 呢其实就是来了。来的意思呢，他 come 和 go 的区别就是来和去。去呢就是他不在这里，来呢就是我在这里，你到我这里来，这说明我在这里。所以用的这个词和当时神让挪亚进方舟用的词是一样的。神说呢，你到方舟里来，这就意味着呢，神那个时候就在方舟里。所以神在哪里呢，他就会告诉你你要到他那里来。所以用的都是 come。 那天堂，他在天堂，你到天堂来。他在方舟，你到方舟里来。
So, this is the pool of Siloam.
这就是希罗亚的池子。
Now, on the every day during the Feast of Tabernacles, there would be a special ceremony. And what would happen would the priests.They go down to the pool of Siloam, and here you see they're doing it still today, a modern day. You see the priest, he's filling a flask with the water at the pool of Siloam. There you see it in the ancient days. There they would fill their flask at the pool of Siloam, and then they would take it up to the temple.Through the gates of the temple. It was great fanfare. There were
it was great joy because the trumpets would blow, the priests would carry the water up to the temple, and then here, this is, they pour out the water, and the water would flow down into the Kidron Valley. They pour that there. Sorry for the little picture, but that will have to do. But that was a ceremony that was done every day for 7 days. And then the last day, probably the eighth day, they'd have the closing ceremony. It was the great day of completion, when everything was closed up. It was on that day when the priest did not bring the water up anymore that the Lord Jesus stood up and said, "If anybody thirsts, let him come unto me and drink." So that's
他解释了一下这个为什么会有这句话说出来啊？说你们中间要有谁渴了，就到我这里来哈。为什么单单说渴了这个意思呢？就是因为每一天呢，在这七天里的祝棚节的节气里呢，每一天这个祭司呢都会去希罗亚的池子呢，去用个器皿装水，然后呢，他会抬着这个水呢。一路回到圣殿，你会看见在这个过程中呢，会有吹号，大家会欢呼，会非常的高兴。然后在圣殿呢，他会把这个水倒下来哈，就是去到那个吉伦西哈。那这个整个过程呢，其实是每一天都会发生。那耶稣是在什么时候讲这个话的？是在最后一天，一个最后结束的那一日的这件事情做完了以后。他才用这个来做比喻，因为每个人都觉得那个水是活水，那个水是好的，但是耶稣说你要信靠他，他才是那真正的活水。
So the origin of that ceremony was related to the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以这样的一个仪式哈，是在祝棚节最初有的。
The Feast of Tabernacles was to celebrate God's deliverance of his people as slaves and how he provided for them on their wilderness journey to the promised land.
那祝棚节呢是神带着以色列人走出埃及啊，那进到迦南地的时候要纪念的一个方式，因为他们都在当时住在棚子里。
He had provided everything for them during that wilderness journey.
神在一切的供应上满足他们，在这旷野的四十年。
For 40 years, he had fed them from bread from heaven.
四十年之久啊，神从天上降天上的玛纳给他们吃。
And water from the rock.
从磐石里开水给他们喝。
And it was a looking back to when He had supplied water for them out of the rock.
所以这里就回望了当年神是怎么在旷野给他们活水的这个历史。
If you go to Exodus 17, we have that story. We'll look at briefly. It's a very short story. Exodus chapter 17.
我们可以看一下出埃及记的十七章，就知道这个故事最初是什么意思。旧约的121页，出埃及记的十七章，磐石出水。
And verse 3，
三节。
The people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, "Why do you bring us up out of Egypt to make us die, and our children and livestock die of thirst?" So then Moses cried out to the Lord.What am I to do with these people? They're almost ready to stone me. And the Lord answered Moses, Walk on ahead of the people, take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go, I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb, strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink. So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massa and Meribah.Because the Israelites quarreled because they tested the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? Now, I've read too much there. You don't need all that. It's basically from verse 5 and 6.
我们刚才他读了很长的一段，我们不需要那么多，就是三节到七节他读完了哈，大家可以看一下，但最主要的是五节和六节两节。
So all the children of Israel, they were going to be taught a lesson there.
所以在以色列人呢，他们在那里要接受一个教导。
God could have provided a big lake for them.
神也可以给了他们一个大的湖。
But he said to Moses, take your rod and smite this rock.
但他告诉摩西呢，你用你的杖呢去击打那磐石。
And water comes out of it.
水就从磐石里出来。
Now there's a place.Near the Petra, where this took place, Petra in Jordan.
对，就是在约旦哈，就是这个地方有，好像这个地方是在约旦那个附近的一个地名。
And there still is. There's a pipe that comes out of a rock at a place called Wadi Musa.
这个地名叫 Wadi Musa， 就是水直接从磐石里涌出来的。
It's about a four-inch pipe coming right out of a rock, and it's flowing with water.
大概有四英寸的这个一个口子啊，就是有就像泉水的一口一样，就是水就是直接从石头里涌出来。
I drank the water there.
我在喝了那里的水。
Wadi Musa, that's Arabic for Moses' stream. Musa, Moses.
那这就阿拉伯语就是摩西泉水的意思啊。Musa 就是阿拉伯语的摩西。
Wadi is a stream.
Wadi Musa 就是 Wadi 就是 stream 就是水流的意思。摩西泉。
See my Arabic is better than my Mandarin.
我的阿拉伯语比中文说的好。
Sorry about that.But the people, the Lord taught them a lesson. The rock had to be struck in order for the water to come out.
对，神在这里给了他们一个教导，就是他们要用杖击打那磐石。
Now turn to 1 Corinthians, and chapter 10.
我们看哥林多前书的十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4.
哥林多前书十章四节。
Paul is commenting on this about he's talking about the oneness, how the whole nation were one.
所以他在讲到全以色列国是合一，都是出于一这么一个概念啊，在哥林多前书里。
Verse 3, rather.
先看第三节。
They all ate the same spiritual food.
他们都吃了一样的零食。
That was the manna. It was a spiritual lesson, wasn't it?
这就是玛纳了。
It was Christ, spiritually speaking of him.
这就是基督。
And they, verse 4, they drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Now the rock was struck, wasn't it?
这个磐石是被击打的，是不是？
That is, the Lord Jesus was slain on Calvary. That's the rod of Moses was the rod of judgment. It brought he stretched out the rod in judgment.
所以这就是耶稣受难的预表啊。那摩西的那个杖呢，其实就预表着审判啊。他击打了这个磐石，磐石就是基督了。那就是代表基督在十字架上的时候。
And that represented the judgment of God falling upon the Lord Jesus Himself.
这就代表神的公义的审判落在了耶稣身上。
That He was struck, He was slain for us.
他为我们的罪受难。
And then He was buried, but He rose again the third day.
但他被埋了，第三天却复活了。
Then he went to the Father, he was glorified, and he sent the Holy Spirit down, didn't he?
然后他回到父神的那里，得着了荣耀啊，父神就因此赐给我们圣灵。
And so that it's the Spirit that is typified by the water. The water typifies the Spirit, rather.
所以这就是水呢，就代表着圣灵啊，预表着圣灵，水就出来了。
Because the people, they were thirsty, they satisfied their physical thirst.
所以当我们人渴的时候呢，我们水是满足我们肉体的需要。
But only the spirit can satisfy a spiritual thirst.
那只有灵才能满足我们灵里的饥渴。
And only the Lord Jesus' death, resurrection, God could send the Spirit of God into the world.
所以只有耶稣的死和复活，才能让公义的审判得到满足，神才能把圣灵从天降下来，满足我们灵里的饥渴。
So when the priests every day they went down to the pool of Siloam and they brought that water up and they poured it out, it was a picture of how God sustained them through the wilderness all those many years.
所以他们去希罗亚的池子舀这个水，然后到圣殿到了，这其实只是一个图景，一个代表，神在旷野是怎么样带着他们从磐石里取水，满足他们的需要。
Now the children of Israel, they should have gotten they should have understood it.
所以以色列人呢，他们按道理应该是明白啊，
what he was talking about.
就是耶稣讲的什么意思。
When he stood up in the temple, he said, "If anybody thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
因为他站起来说，他的节气的最大的那个日子，站得高处说，你们谁要渴了，就到我这里来喝。他其实就讲的，他就那磐石。
Because if we turn to the book of Isaiah, and we'll just look at the book of Isaiah today.
Isaiah.
How many times God uses the picture of water as a picture of satisfying the soul.
所以神用了很多次这样的比喻来说水来满足人灵里的需要。
And that's
水就是圣灵。
Isaiah 41 verses 17
以赛亚书
41章
41章的 17和18节， 这是一处啊， 1174页。
He says, "The poor and the needy, they search for water, but there is none."
1174:17节。
"Their tongues are parched with thirst, but I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valleys. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs."
困苦穷乏人寻求水却没有，他们因口渴，舌头干燥。我耶和华必应允他们，我以色列的神必不离弃他们。 我要在近光的高处开江河，在谷中开泉源。我要使沙漠变成水池，使干地变成涌泉。Now
he's speaking prophetically here of the land itself.
他就当然是在讲这个地本身哈。But
he's also speaking spiritually to the individual.
他也是在讲属灵的人。The
poor and needy.
穷乏人。Do
you sense a need for more of the Spirit?
你是不是里面有那个需要啊，对灵里更深的需要？
The Lord says, "I, the God of Israel, will not forsake you."
She has a question.
我这里水是不是也是圣经的话语？
Whether the water also refers to the scripture.
It does at times, yes. It certainly does. That's the source of our understanding of the Spirit. And at times the water... or the scriptures, in the sense of scriptures cleansing us, speaks of the word. The word and the spirit go together.
就是灵和话语是放在一起的，所以它只是用的场合不一样。那比方说呢，讲到神的灵，话语要洁净我们的时候，这个水来洁净我们的时候，它都是用话语来表示的。它这里呢，讲到这个圣灵的时候呢，他就用水来表示。It was
the living word that was smitten in order for the spirit to come, too. There's a connection between the spirit and the word.
所以这里会有一个联系哈，就是话语和灵会有一个联系，就是你总是需要先有这个基督的受难，才有圣灵的来到啊，所以话语和灵你是没办法分开的。
Because and the word itself was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
然后话语本身也是在圣灵的启示下才流出来的。
So yes, they're very closely connected.
它是很紧密的联系。
But here, like our soul, our spirit's thirsting, we learn through the word. But the word reveals the Lord Jesus, doesn't it? By the Spirit, who satisfies us.
所以我们的灵里饥渴呢，我们就从神那里得着启示。那这样的启示也只有靠圣灵才能给我们。
Now let's look at another verse in Isaiah 43, the next chapter.And verses 19 and 20.
然后四十三章以赛亚书四十三章十九和二十节。
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams.In the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself.
以赛亚书四十三章十九节，看呐，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河，野地的走兽必尊重我，野狗和鸵鸟也必如此，因为我使旷野有水，使沙漠有河，好赐给我百姓，我的选民喝。
And then in Again, that's very similar to the chapter 41.
对，很像刚才我们讲的四十一章那一节经文。
It's a promise, a physical promise, but it's actually a spiritual application.
所以它虽然是一个地上的应许啊，它同时有属灵的含义。
But in chapter 44 and verse 3, we get it closer now to the spiritual directly.
那四十四章的三节，那我们就要更看得更近了哈，这个。
And he, we see the connection between in verse three.
然后第三节，我们就四十四章三节，我们就看着它两个比喻就连起来了。
For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants.
因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人，将江河浇灌干旱之地。紧跟着他又说呢，我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。所以这两个是很明显，它是对比的。
There you can see a connection between the physical water in the desert to make it bloom and the inner search of a soul that is thirsty for the Spirit.
所以你就能看得见。这两个鲜明的联系，就是在旷野里人对物理的水的需要，就和在今天我们邻里贫穷饥渴的人对圣灵的需要是一样的。
And again, Isaiah uses this figure, verse 11 of chapter 58.
那我们再往后翻五十八章的十一节。
Chapter 58 and read verse 11. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail.
以赛亚书五十八章十一节，耶和华也必时常引导你在干旱之地，使你心满意足，骨头强壮。你必像浇灌的园子，又像水流不绝的泉源。
Here again, he uses a similar parallel between the fact that we are in a sun-scorched land. What does that mean?
所以他把我们比作一个就是干旱之地啊，就是没有水的。这什么意思呢？
Well, the picture, of course, comes from the wilderness.
那这个形象，这个图景是从旷野出来的。
A place with no water.
一个地方没有水呢。
And the Lord brings water to satisfy their thirst.
那神呢就把水带来给满足他们饥渴。
So the picture that Isaiah is giving us here is that the world is a dry place.
所以以赛亚说在这里就告诉我们，其实地上其实就是一个干旱之地。
You can't find spiritual satisfaction in the world.
你不能在地上找到灵里的满足。
There's nothing in the world that man has ever attempted that can bring complete spiritual satisfaction.
没有在地上能够找得到的，能够满足你灵力的一切需要。
You read the book of Ecclesiastes and you'll find there that Solomon was the man that had the resources and the time to search out pleasure in the entire world, and he said it's all vanity.
最好的例子呢，就是旧约的传道书。你知道传道书的作者呢，所罗门呢，他比地上一切的人都有条件去满足，他的需要，因为他是王，他非常富有，所以他有一切的资源。他如果想要，他眼睛想要的没有一样，他留下不给自己的。但是最终他的结论是，一切都是虚空，虚空的虚空。
Man who is a spiritual being cannot be satisfied with material things.
因为人是一个属灵的被造物，是不可能用物质的东西让他得着最终满足的。
Only the spirit can satisfy the spirit.
只有灵才能满足灵啊。
And that's why the Jews, they should have realized that their religion, as they were celebrating these feasts, that it was all empty religion. It didn't really satisfy the deepest needs of their souls.
所以就像犹太人他们在这些的宗教仪式里，他们最终发现也不能满足他们自己，因为这个不是真正灵里他们需要的。
They were looking back how the Lord satisfied them in the wilderness, and that's all they cared about.
他们回望过去哈，也神在旷野怎么满足他们肉体的需要，这是他们真正想要的。
They had enough to eat and drink, and that's all they cared about.
他们有足够的吃喝，这是他们真正介意的。
They celebrated with their friends and had a social time, and then they were going to go back and forget about the God that had given them all the blessings.
那他们会有一个大家聚会的时间，一起吃喝，然后回到自己的地方去，然后就忘了神了。那这个是他们常有的状态。
And the one who came to give them life, they had plotted to kill him.
但是那一位给了他们生命的呢，犹太人却密谋要杀了他。
And so during that week, the priest every day had gone down to the water, drawn the water out, poured it out every day.
所以在那一整个星期的祝棚节，祭司每一天要去池子里舀水，最后把水再倒掉。
And now it's the last day.
现在是最后一天了。
There's no priest walking by that day.
在那一天呢，祭司是不工作了。
The Lord Jesus stands up.
耶稣站起来。
With a loud voice.
大声地说。
He cries out. If there's anyone who is thirsty.
我们回到约翰福音七章啊，他如果有谁渴了
，Let him come to me and drink.
他可以到我这里来喝。
Remember the Lord had said through Isaiah the prophet.That I will pour water on the dry ground.
你记得耶稣神借着以赛亚说，我要在旷野开江河。
I who satisfied your thirst in the wilderness will make you an overflowing stream.
会让你们成为活水的江河啊！我那一位在旷野满足他们肉体饥渴需要的，会让他们成为灵里活水的江河。
And here he stands in the temple on that day. He's claiming that he is Jehovah God himself, the one in fulfillment of all the prophets.
所以那一天耶稣站起来，其实就是宣称他就是永生神自己，他来满足人里面一切的需要。
Now notice he doesn't just say anybody in Israel. He says if anyone.Is thirsty. That invitation spans not only cultures and languages, but it spans time as well. It comes right to us today. That invitation.
所以这样的一个邀请啊，耶稣在那一天站在高处，他并不是只是对着当时的犹太人。这样的一个邀请到今天依然是有效的，他依然对着我们在座的每一位，对着地上的每一个活过的人说。
Has this world maybe disappointed you?
那世界，今天的世界是不是让你感到有些失望呢？
You are not satisfied with what this world has offered?
你是不是没有在这地上能给你的一切东西里找到满足呢？
You sought to find some satisfaction in this world and found that it's all dry, sun-baked desert land.
如果你尝试在地上寻找你灵里的满足，你会发现你找到的就是干旱饥渴之地。
And you're really thirsty.
然后你会非常非常的饥渴。
The Lord says, if anyone is thirsty,Let him come to me first of all.
所以耶稣说，谁要是渴了，就到我这里来。
You don't have to look anywhere else.
你不用到其他地方去找。
There's no other place for satisfaction but the Savior Himself, the Lord Jesus.
没有其他的地方能有满足，除了到了救主。
Let him come to me, He says.
让他们到我这里来，耶稣说。
And not only that, He says, and drink.
不但如此呢，要喝。喝他的活水啊。
That's the wonderful invitation that he gives.
这是非常美好的一个邀请他给出来的。
He will satisfy. He goes on to say, whoever believes in me, that is, a person that comes and drinks is a person who believes.
所以那来而且喝的人就是谁呢？就是那些信他的人。
You believe when you drink him.
因为你信了才能喝嘛，你否则怎么能喝它呢？
And so he says, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
所以信他的人，就如经上所说，要从他腹中流出活水的江河来。
And by this he meant the Spirit.
这里他在说的是圣灵了。
Whom those who believed in him were later to receive.Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
这话是指着信他之人受圣灵说的，因为那时没有赐下圣灵，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
And so today is a great invitation.
今天是一个特别大的邀请了。
Come and drink.
来喝，白白的喝。
And not only will you be filled to satisfaction, but you'll be overflowing.
你不但喝到自己有满足哈，你还能流出来。
Once, like I have a glass full, that can only satisfy one person.
比方说呢，我这一杯水呢，只能满足我一个人的饥渴。
But if it's overflowing, I can offer that water, that living water, to others as well.
如果我这个是接到了一个活水的源头，那它就不停地涌出来，我就可以把多出来的水分给其他有需要的人。
So our time is gone, so what we'll do next week is we'll carry on with this thought of that living water flowing out.
所以我们时间的原因哈，我们下一周会继续来讲这活水的意思。
Not just drops of water, he says streams of water.
所以这不是一滴一滴的水啊，这是一个活水的江河。
The Spirit of God is not given by measure.
所以圣灵赐给我们是不可限量的，他不会量了给你的。
And so, as we believe in Him, we too have the Spirit of God, and we're able to, as it overflows out of us, we're able to supply that living water to others in need in this dry and thirsty land where no water is.
当我们信靠他的时候，我们里面也会成为活水的江河，圣灵会让我们的江河涌出来，成为他人的祝福。就是一切其他饥渴的也都能来喝。我们做一个结束的祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven, we want to thank you again for this time that you've given us to look into your word.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，我们为这样的时间献上感谢，因为我们来读您的话语，明白您的真理。
And Lord, we understand that we can't.Find any satisfaction anywhere in the world. You have designed us that we should find satisfaction in you.
主啊，我们知道我们在这地上找不到任何的满足，因为您如此的创造我们，就是让我们能够只也单单能够在您的圣灵里找着满足。
Lord, you created us in thine own image.
因为我们是按照您的形象和样式造的。
And we have the privilege of knowing thee through the Spirit.
我们也有这样的荣幸，有这样的权利，借着圣经来明白神。
We thank thee for revealing such wonderful truths to us
through the Spirit of God.
我们要谢谢您啊，能够把如此美好的真理借着圣灵赐给我们。
So Lord, we just pray for each and every one that's here this morning, that you would open up their hearts and they might receive the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior.
我们今天为在座的每一位来的人献上祈求，求您开他们的心，让他们真的愿意接受基督，成为他们的救主。
He is the only one that can satisfy to the utmost.
因为基督是唯一一个能满足我们灵里饥渴和需要的。
He has satisfied God and the judgments that God poured out on him for sin.
因为他也是那唯一一个能够满足神公义审判要求的。
He has satisfied us that he is our mediator between God and man.
他也满足了神公义的审判在我们身上，他是那中保，为我们的罪代偿。
So we thank thee, our Father, and we just pray that all that are here this morning, Lord, that they might also taste of this water that thou dost give to them, that it might overflow in their hearts to others around them.
主啊，我们盼望每一个今天来的人，我们真的喝了这水，我们就知道它的甘甜，我们就能够从里面涌出那活水的江河，成为他人的祝福。
That when they receive the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior, they'll be sealed by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God will overflow as living waters through them.
当我们接受基督成为我们个人的救主的时候，圣灵就印了印记，就常住在我们里面，它就会成为活水的江河涌出来。
Our loving Father, we want to thank you and bless you for all these things that you teach us.
我们要为这一切的教导、一切的祝福献上感恩。
We give thee thanks in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.